listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 with Jordan Buscarini.
Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Running down a dream.
Nyquist is running down a dream. Trying to, anyways. Wins the Kentucky Derby with relative ease. And now he moves on to the Preakness, where it's supposed to be horrible weather this weekend. We should see some heavy, heavy rain. That'll definitely affect the way Nyquist will attack the Preakness. Right now, he's a 3-5 favorite. Second best would be Exaggerator, the horse that did come in second at the Kentucky Derby. We're going to talk about all that and more. Joining us right now over the phone, our good friend from Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico, Steve Bortstein. Steve, as always, great to get you on.
Appreciate being with you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Busy, yeah. We're getting ready for the Preakness. I don't know if the rest of the country is as excited about the Preakness this year as they have been in years past. It seems that the news cycle as we gear up for this Saturday is not as hyped. There's not as much fever, I guess, for the Preakness as there has been in years past. But I think by Saturday we'll get there. By Saturday afternoon around 4:30 Mountain Time, 6:30 Eastern Time, we should be getting there.
Right. I had a customer come in the other day, a listener come in, and he said, is the Preakness this weekend or is it next weekend? That should tell you, I guess, where the excitement is. But look, I'm very excited for it, and I'll tell you why. We'll get to it in just a second, but I think that there may be a rivalry building here. First off, Steve, I want you to go ahead and assess Nyquist's performance at the Kentucky Derby.
It was exceptional. I mean, it was the absolute perfect trip, but good horses take advantage of perfect trips. Exceptional horses make it look easy, and that's what Nyquist did. I said it on your show. I've said it on my shows for the last basically 12 days. I think Nyquist's performance in the Derby, to me, just watching racing and watching those two races side by side, Nyquist's performance in the Derby was better than American Pharoah's. It was a faster time. It was a more quality-type performance. Yeah, the horses that American Pharoah beat were better than maybe this year's crop, and maybe he did get the perfect trip. But again, good horses take advantage of perfect trips. Great horses make it look easy. Nyquist is very, very good. I think he might be better than American Pharoah. Now, that doesn't mean he automatically is winning the Triple Crown, but I thought the performance was exceptional. And if you wanted to give a lesson, if you wanted to do a visual teaching, a visual course in how to ride a racehorse in the most prestigious race perhaps on Earth, that you need no look no further than Mario Gutierrez's performance aboard Nyquist the other day. It was perfect. He did exactly what you were supposed to do in that scenario. You see the loose horse on the lead, you let him go. You tuck back a little bit, you wait, you bide your time. As soon as he starts to fade, boom, you pounce on him and go. And it was the absolute perfect ride. So all things being equal between those two horses, this year's Derby winner Nyquist and last year's winner American Pharoah, I'll take Nyquist every single time.
We've talked a lot about Victor Espinoza here on the show. Talk to me about Gutierrez a little bit and what he actually brings to the table. And I guess what kind of benefits that you could have with this guy on top of somebody like Nyquist in a closely contested race?
Just a solid, you know, he's not flashy like Espinoza. Maybe he doesn't have the experience of a Victor Espinoza. Maybe he's not, you know, he doesn't have the same type of barn support. Like, he doesn't ride for operations like Bob Baffert. He doesn't ride for operations like Todd Fletcher. He rides for a very specific few barns, and he does so very, very well. He's just a journeyman rider, got his start up in Northern California, kind of tucked around from this track to that track a little bit. He's not a big name rider. When you think of big name riders in the Derby, you think of DeSormo, you think of Gary Stevens, you think of Victor Espinoza, you think of Martin Garcia. You don't think of Mario Gutierrez, but here's a guy now with two Derby wins in the last 5 years. Don't forget he also won the Derby with another Doug O'Neill trained horse by the name of I'll Have Another back in 2012. A Preakness win. He's about to maybe get a second one. And if he does everything right the next, you know, 3 weeks after the Preakness, he's going to have a Triple Crown, and that's exceptional. I mean, a guy who already has three victories in Triple Crown races, who most racing fans have never heard of before, and that's staggering when you think about it, especially considering he plies his trade in Southern California with some of the top riders in the country.
Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports 1340, our guest right now. Steve, Exaggerator comes in second at the Derby. the opening lines for the Preakness. Nyquist was a 3-5 favorite. Then we had Exaggerator at 3-1. Is a rivalry building between these two? And if it is Exaggerator somebody that can actually make it worthwhile?
Absolutely, especially with what we're getting now as far as the weather forecast is concerned. And that's going to be the storyline going forward for the next 48 hours is the weather forecast at Pimlico in Baltimore, Maryland. They are expecting heavy rains. They are expecting anywhere between maybe 4 to 8 inches of rain in the next 48 hours, especially on Saturday. We'll go back two races ago when Nyquist was out in South Florida winning the Florida Derby. Well, just a few days after that, Exaggerator is winning the Santa Anita Derby on an absolute sloppy track where they got just hammered by rains. The two victories of Exaggerator's in his two route races, his two races around two turns, his victories are both on sloppy racetracks. When he won the Delta Jackpot as a two-year-old, that was around two turns at a mile and a 1/16, and he won that race by a neck. And then the Santa Anita Derby, where he got the same exact speed figure as Nyquist's Derby, Kentucky Derby, and he did that over a sloppy racetrack in a situation that looks very much like the situation pace-wise that he's going to get Saturday at Pimlico. A lot of speed, a horse going way out there on the front end, and he runs them all down and wins off impressively. So now you've got Nyquist has beaten Exaggerator every single time they faced each other, but the margin of victory has gotten smaller every time they faced each other. So now you have the this idea of this rivalry building here. It does play out very nicely here. So if things don't go well for Nyquist, now Nyquist does have a victory on what's considered a good racetrack. It wasn't as sloppy a racetrack as what we're hearing could be the case at Baltimore this Saturday, but he did win the Florida Derby. And what was ironic about the Florida Derby was that there was a massive rainstorm that hit Gulfstream Park in South Florida about an hour before the Florida Derby, and it turned that track into a mess. But Nyquist did win on that and won very impressively, beating the horse Mohaman, who at that time was also previously undefeated. I think it's going to be very similar as far as the weather is concerned to the rain we saw last year at Pimlico when American Pharoah won the Preakness. Remember, there was a massive rainstorm about an hour before the race. It totally saturated that track. And unlike Gulfstream Park and unlike Churchill or unlike Santa Anita, Baltimore doesn't, that track doesn't just take in water and get rid of it very quickly. It tends to really saturate that course a little bit. So it's not going to be a fast track. If the rains hit like we're hearing, that's going to be a sloppy to perhaps muddy racetrack on Saturday.
Steve, I asked that question about the rivalry because I think it would be important to the sport. Look, in boxing, one of the things that we're missing right now is an epic trilogy. The Pacquiao-Bradley, that didn't work for me as far as an epic trilogy. I believe the Canelo and Triple G, it could work. I think both guys are young enough and both guys are exciting enough to where we could get two or three fights out of them. In the sport of horse racing, I love seeing American Pharoah win the Triple Crown, don't get me wrong. But from a spectator's point of view, I want Secretariat versus Sham. I want Man of War versus Sir Barton. I want Affirm versus Ali Dar. I want that type of rivalry during the three legs of the Triple Crown. I think it would be spectacular for the sport.
No, absolutely. And you can go back in even more recent history here. Real Quiet, Victory Gallop, that rivalry in the Belmont Stakes that played itself out. You've got Sunday Silence, Easy Goer. That was classic. And I would tell any one of your listeners, go back. You can do a YouTube on it. The 1989 Preakness Stakes is, without a shadow of a doubt, the greatest race I ever watched live. It's still, to this day, the greatest race ever to watch live. Sunday Silence wins the Kentucky Derby. And Easy Goer was considered, like, by going into that race, that was a no-brainer. Sunday Silence was never going to beat Easy Goer. Sunday Silence wins the Derby. They meet up 2 weeks later. It's Pat Valenzuela on Sunday Silence. It's Pat Day on Easy Goer for the length of the stretch at Pimlico. And you've got Trevor Denman calling. It's the 1 year he called races at Pimlico. He had previously only been the track announcer at Santa Anita. And they are nose and noses apart, literally like their faces are facing each other. Like they're basically looking at each other going down the stretch at Pimlico, and it's that close of a race. So, I mean, it's those kind of rivalries. And you're right. That was the one thing that was lacking about American Pharoah was his victories were so dominant, his victories were so overpowering that you didn't really get a sense of how good a lot of these horses were. You didn't get a sense of how good Frosted was. You didn't get a sense of how good Dortmund was. was or Firing Line or any of the other horses because he just blew them off the track. That would make this more compelling. That would make this a storyline. If you have that matchup between Nyquist and Exaggerator and these two horses do hook up at the top of the stretch, or you've got that late run from Exaggerator and Nyquist is just hanging on by a thread at the 16th pole, that makes it compelling. So by that sense, yeah, if we see something like that, yeah, that's going to make it very intriguing.
Steve Bordstein, Fox Sports, 1340 in New Mexico. Simple, Nyquist, does he get the win on Saturday?
I think he does. Okay. I think he does. I think the reason Nyquist wins is because I don't believe in Exaggerator. I think the race at Santa Anita was kind of a fraud. I know he won off very impressively, but he did the exact same thing that He did the same thing that Nyquist did in the Derby. He passed one bad speed horse. I think you're going to see these speed horses on Saturday as kind of mediocre horses. I don't think they're that great. They're good. They're going to set things up for Nyquist. I think this is going to be Nyquist's real triumph. I think this is the race where people are going to raise their eyebrows and say, we've got a really, really legitimate Triple Crown candidate here who might be better, and we start putting into that argument of, is he the next Secretary? Is he the next Seattle Slew? Because I don't think American Pharoah ever did that. I don't think he ever captured the imagination of being one of the greats. I never was overwhelmed in that sense. He overwhelmed his competition, but from a historic standpoint, I think Nyquist is that horse. I think Nyquist wins. I think the horse to fear for me is Collected. It's one of the Bob Baffert trainees in here. I absolutely loved his win last time out at Lexington, and then prior to that here in New Mexico when he won the Sunland, what is usually known as the Sunland Derby. He won that race two starts back. I thought that race was exceptional. I think he's the one that you'll have to fear the most. I think he'll be the one that comes in your exactas. Lonnie should run better after his ninth place to finish in the Derby. I think he'll run a little bit better. And Stradivari, I think, is notable in here. He's the outside horse in the Preakness because Todd Pletcher rarely runs in the Preakness. He rarely brings horses to Baltimore, generally speaking, most of his horses get their brains beat in the Derby. Well, this one didn't run in the Derby, so he's ready for a race. He could be interesting also in your exotics.
Steve Bordstein, Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. Steve, it's always great to get you on the show. I definitely appreciate the time, and hopefully we can catch up again here in the next couple of weeks and prepare for the final leg of the Triple Crown of the Belmont.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll come back, put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports with some NBA basketball talk.